Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Dozy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Sorry I'm a little late. I had to run and take a shower, so I'm back. Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing? Hi, Alex.
I was trying to figure some stuff out myself, but...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we've had a little problem getting in, too. It wouldn't let me in, so that's kind of weird. But so we're going to have a fun show. Is anybody in the chat room? Alex, are you on the computer? Chat room?
People.
Computer? Chat room?
I'm on a computer. I'm kind of walking around right now. I'm trying to...
Okay. I'll get to the chat room.
All morning, so... There's a lot of tech issues in my house, so...
Oh, yeah, I know how you feel. I know. So let's see, listen, chat, here we go. All right, let's see here if anybody is... Okay, I'm trying to figure out why Josie's not called in. Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm a little late. Okay, who wrote that? Oh, Alex, okay. Okay, Josie, 1995. All right, nobody seems to be on right now. Oh, there's two online, which is me and you, so.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Is there anybody else that's going to make it? We'll just, you know.
Yeah, nobody else is on right now, but I'm being hopeful. There'll probably be somebody. So, okay, so I'm on, and there's one other person. I'm going to... Go on Twitter and tell everyone that that we are live on the comedy show. Okay. Everything is kind of discombobled a little bit because of us rushing and trying to get in. So we'll figure this out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm on Twitter, and if you guys are listening, go into the chat room. And you'll have to sign in first if you're not a member already. But, okay, so we are live. So how are you,
Alex? How was your week?
Oh, it was great. How was yours?
It was okay. It was different.
It was different. Well,
of a new semester.
Things happen.
Yeah, a lot of technology issues. Yesterday my computer wasn't working and the internet wasn't working. Today the power went out this morning, so I've been up since like 3 or 4.
Wow, yeah, you've been having some luck.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sorry if I'm not talking so much. I'm trying to get into here. Okay, so we're live on the comedy show at www.officialcomedy.yolasite.com. Come join us in the chat room.
.com. Just kidding. Yeah, that's not
funny. Oh, sorry, that's my dog. He apparently
your dog
to
is like
room.
Your dog is like a background guest every single week.
Wait, what?
Your dog is like a background guest every single week.
Yeah. Because lately I've been doing it from my living room, which where he is right now by me, but usually I do it upstairs in my room with quiet. But I'm not there right now. We're live on the comedy show. Come join us in the chat room. All right.
I'm watching Medium. I'm working on websites and I'm on my show. So.
Oh, cool. So what's going on with Medium? You're my Medium friend.
Much, actually. Just, you know, watching it and watching her wake up from bad dreams. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. I got to tell the district attorney to follow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. And there's a new episode tonight.
There's a new episode tonight.
Yep.
Oh, yep. New episode of The Singing Bee and Medium.
Yep. New episode of Medium and The Singing Bee both at 8 p.m. Central, which kind of sucks. Cause
yes. Yeah. I like it when it's a little bit earlier because our show is, like, right when it's going to be on, pretty much. And so, hold on 1 second. I'm going to try to record it. So, if you guys are by your televisions, you got to see. Well, first, you got to listen to us. And then, watch The Singing Bee on CMT Or you want to watch medium, if you're a medium kind of gal.
Or you could record both of them and then, you know, watch
them. Yeah.
Or something.
That too. All right, so I'm trying to record it. I need to record it.
Look at that. There's five people in the chat room.
Trying to figure this out. Oh, hey, Brain Surge is on. I love Brain Surge. That's hilarious. I love that. It's on Nickelodeon. I'm so weird.
You know what show I used to like? I forgot what channel it was on, but it was Dexter.
Really?
Yeah, you know that little cartoon dude with the red hair that's always spending time in his lab?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch that show all the time, and then, well, I remember switching from that show to SpongeBob because I remember having this huge, like, moment in my living room when I was, like, I don't know, six.
I love thing. SpongeBob.
Ooh, SpongeBob's my favorite show now. I don't like any other show but SpongeBob. Because that was my last day watching Dexter.
That is hilarious. But I love SpongeBob. SpongeBob's my man, I tell you. I love SpongeBob. I am so weird, but I love SpongeBob so much. Toby, stop! Sorry, that's my dog.
What
does
he bark at? Is there something he barks at?
Not really. I think he's barking because I'm on the phone. He doesn't like the phone all too much. Yeah. Ma, can you try to stop him? Sorry, everyone.
So who's Toby's Valentine?
Toby's Valentine?
Yeah.
Me.
Oh. My dog has one. Right next door. And every time I let my dog out, my next door neighbors let their dog out. And her name is Bella.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little white poopy thing. Really cute. And yeah, they just, you know, have fun outside. Yes, and Valentine's Day is coming up. So if any of you are listening to our show, Colin, and yeah, tell us your plans for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's story. Ooh, story time. Okay, so I tweeted, and it seems to have been working. We have a lot of people in the chat room. We have, in total, six online right now.
Hey, Marissa's online. I have to, you know, Marissa.
Oh, Rissa!
As known as my wife, Allison. Aha! That's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. Hi, Rissa.
Right,
a little shout-out.
Shout-out.
That is awesome.
Yes,
we are so glad that you're here, Rissa. So glad you're here. Are you listening to the show? Rissa, or are you just in the chat room?
I think they're all listening to the show. If, you know, we should have this, you know.
That's kind of like the whole reason.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, but who knows. Chatting, I guess, is fun too, but calling in is even better. So if any of you guys, well, we're not taking calls right now, actually. Let's take calls kind of at the ending so we can, like, you know, talk about whatever. So, but yeah, as a topic, I wanted to share with you guys that since I am a Twilight fan, and you guys might not be, but if you guys are, I am so excited to announce that I finished the fourth book, which is Breaking Dawn, and I love it, and I can't wait because I'm so excited because they just told, a source told me that on July they're going to be filming the movie for it, and that is going to be good, I tell you. That is brilliant.
I have to be honest right now.
Yep.
I've kind of been judging it, but it looks interesting, but I've kind of been judging it. Like, what is the whole point behind Twilight?
The whole point, basically, is kind of like, well, you know, pretty much the basic line of it is, you know, there's these vampires, and one of the vampires, which is Edward, is dating a human. But the kind of thing is, does she stay a human, or does she turn into a vampire? And I don't know, and it's just a lot of, like fighting, drama, just a lot of things. It's actually really, really interesting, and if you give it a chance, you will be addicted. I mean, I don't get why people judge things before, like, you know, watching it or something, but it's so, so good. You got to see it if you guys haven't. The new movie is coming out in June. Yes, boo Twilight. Oh, Rissa.
Wow.
You're so mean. I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, I'll watch it. I will. I mean, I'll try watching it soon. I mean, I have
a
lot of friends that have
seen it.
You
know, give it a chance. If you don't like it, then you could be like, "Well, I watched it and I don't like it." But like, when you don't like it and you actually, you know, don't see it, then really, what's the point? You know what I mean? But whatever. But whatever. You can watch it if you want. No big deals.
And just like a lot of people, you know, they're like, "Oh, I hate Medium. I don't want to watch." Like, they hate it because someone has a dream and they go to the police about it. That's what they think is stupid about it. Although I think Medium is the most interesting show on television.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I don't know. Just, you know, people always kind of like, I mean, if you watch it and you don't like it, then, you know, that's your opinion. But, like, you know, I mean, I guess people like certain things that they know about. But, you know, you gotta give it a try. You know what I mean? Give it a try. Why not? Why not? Can't hurt. Okay, Rissa says, be right back. Stay live as long as you can. All right. We will stay on.
You know, a lot of people have, like, because you know how people judge?
Yes,
like,
I am aware.
It's like, I mean, it's like being at Six Flags and you're looking at a roller coaster. Oh, that's too high. I don't want to go up there. Oh, really?
And then you just like it. You try
and then
you, it. And you
I
like
know.
It.
You go on there and you just want to go on again.
Exactly. Got to give it a try. Who knows?
No, and then they get off and you say, I want to go on again. And the person you went with, they're like, gee, I thought you said you hated that ride and you don't want to go on it. Well, I was just judging it by its look.
Exactly. You know how people always say don't judge a book by its cover? That
actually
is a very wise quote that people should follow. You know what I mean? I mean, just try it. What's the big deal? Okay, so Amanda says that, Tracy, Nellie for Bush, says that she knows about Twilight because her cousin loves Twilight. And then Amanda says, Twilight was ruined for me. I had a Twilight addict, sitting beside me through the movie, and I was just getting my ear chewed off, plus the books got read to be over the phone. So, yeah, I just got the good parts, and, oh, that's in the book, that and that's not, and stuff. Yeah. What was I saying? But you know, I mean, I guess it could get ruined for you if, like, you know, someone is there the whole time trying to tell you, you know, everything, because it's good to be surprised. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to get some kind of surprise out of it and not be told everything before it happens. You know what I mean? Oh, hey, Alan. He's here.
look at his first post.
Okay, I want to plug in. Sorry, I interrupted you, but I wanted to just really quick plug in. Julepsflowers.com. It's on the top in the link bar, and it's our friends. And what it is a boutique where you can purchase from a variety of beautiful arrangements of, you know, flowers, and every portion of the money sold gets to charity. And also, Team Julius is biking 150 miles between Miami and Key Largo in April for MS. And just, it's a great thing for, like, you know, they have Valentine's Day, so you can give it for Valentine's Day. They have all kinds of flowers. They also have a little bee bouquet for the singing bee in honor of Melissa. And so, it's cool. So spread that around. It's juliusflowers.com. And Alex? What were you going to say? Sorry.
Well, I mean, just go to the site and enjoy it. It'll make your teeth white. No guarantees, but...
Yes. Yes. Also, I want to plug in Alan's site. And it's awesome because he did this for some Kelly Clarkson fans. So if you're, you know, a fan of Kelly Clarkson, you can go to his fan site. That's awesome. It's kckellyville.com. And he made it for a lot of fans you know, for Kelly Clarkson, because there's not a lot of fans, not a lot of fan sites, I should say. So, you know, he made a really nice one. And I am not going to be advertising that site, Alan. Yeah, isn't it, Nelly Furbush? It's very cool, bee flowers. Very cool. So spread it around. It's a good gift to give. It's a very good gift to give to your friends or a neighbor or whatever. Just spread the bee around. Spread the buzz. Spread the buzz. And also, I cannot forget, I want to spread the little a plug. This is the plug time here. Of the Ivies that are, like, super cool. It's a three-group sister-brother kind of thing that they do together, the same thing. It's theivesmusic.com, and then that is the last of them, I promise, for now. So, yeah. And then Alan is telling you guys all about Jewel of the Flowers in the chat room, so.
But if you do want to go to melissapeterman.com, which is the Melissa Peterman community, I can post that in the chat room because there's an extra symbol in there. It's melissa-peterman.com.
Yes. And then, you know, I don't really. I still have much to do on mine, but it's melissasource.com. That's mine. Still got a lot of work to do for it, and it'll look pretty good when I'm done with it. Okay, so, so what else is that? Okay, and Alex has his site on there, on the chat room, and I'll do mine.
I actually figured out Google, whatever it's called, Analytics or something. It's
what?
I just figured out Google Analytics or something. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it tells me, you know, the statistics of my website and how many people look at it. There's a lot.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm trying to learn all these new technology things. I've been bored all week, so I really have nothing else to do. I mean, because I've been bringing my computer home from school. It has a webcam on it. I've been tempted to make, like, videos or something with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What's Alan? You are hilarious.
Hey, yeah, that would be a good site. Alex tweets way too much. To fall.
He is funny. He's funny. Amanda wanted to ask you something.
Amanda wanted me to ask you something. 7 or 7:30. That actually depends.
We could do it till. If you have nothing going on, we could do it at 7:30 because, I mean, unless you guys are going to be here, really, we can if you want.
Well, I really have nothing else to do, so if you're open for it.
Yeah, I'm open for it.
7:30 it is, people.
7:30 it is, and Rissa, it's okay. Welcome back. Welcome back. Is everyone listening?
Guys, Rissa's cool. Keep on rolling.
Everyone listening? Okay.
Actually,
Alan, to tell you the truth, I think I tweet more than Alex. I do. I tweet a lot. If you look at how many tweets I have over 19,000. How sad is that?
You do a lot of at replies, though.
What?
You do a lot of at replies. Like, I did at replies. I probably have a lot of tweets, too, but I don't respond with at replies, really.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably...
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of at replies. That's why, so...
I'm using this little internet little program application for my computer. It's called Twirl. It's obviously for tweeting. And when I get an at reply on there, I seem to, like... ever since I got it, I've seemed to automatically hit the direct message button thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really do the messaging thing all that much, you know what I mean? Rissa has over 20,000 tweets. Whoa! Alan says, we need to get Jessie McNamara on here.
You know, that day that she called in, like, she made a surprise call into our show, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Jesse McNamara on when we had Katie Cook. She was our little guest caller that she just, you know, popped in. You gotta get a script. Yeah. I charged the right scripts. But thank you guys, everyone, for coming. It's awesome. We have like seven people online. Woohoo! But yeah, we're actually. Yeah, and Alan, I will yell at them. I will. I will have to.
You know, I had this dream.
You had a dream?
Yes, I had a dream that Joanna Garcia was on our show. And I woke up and was like, dang it.
That is hilarious. Well, you never know, you know. You never know. I mean, we're working on guests right now. So you never know who we're going to get soon. You know, we got some people up our sleeve that we are trying to make it, you know, more entertaining. And plus, we need comedians on the show, you know, because this is the comedy show. You know, we need someone funny. So,
yeah, like Beth Dunham or something.
Yeah, we need someone, you know. So, but we are open to any options. Tell Arlen either he does the show or he dates Alex. He'll do the show.
Whoa.
Okay.
Let's make sure he does the show. Let's just make sure he does.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Holly's got snow by her. I don't know if I. Yeah, I have snow by me. It's dark. I can't really tell, but yeah, we have snow by us.
The snow has been melting by me. There hasn't really been much, and I'm happy about no snow because it bugs me. And it's been melting, yet it's been really, really cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like negative 50-something degrees. I'm just kidding. It's not really negative 50. It's like 2.
I know I'm sorry, but I'm totally going to get hate mail from this, but I don't really like snow. I'm sorry, but I really don't because I don't like...
Well,
you know?
I mean, I don't either. Snow, when it snows, I mean, I either like snowstorms or no snow.
Yeah. I mean, because it stinks because I want to, like, you know, take my dog out for walks and stuff, but I can't because he doesn't like the snow. I'm in a lose-lose situation here. It doesn't snow like this here, south of Nashville. I want to go to Nashville. I want to move there. I love Nashville. I've been there once. And then... I don't know. I haven't gone since, so I want to go there.
I want to move to, I don't know, California. No, New York City. No, not really. I don't know where I want to move.
Anywhere.
I'm just going to go to, like, an airport or something and pay them some money and say, just take me anywhere you want to.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wish I had, like, one of those little teleport things. Because, like, there's so many concerts that, you know, don't come in Illinois. They're usually in California or Tennessee or whatever. And I'm kind of like, you know, I want to go, but I just, you know, I have no, like, way to go because I don't have my own private jet to get me there. So, you know, I'm working on it, though, okay? I'm working on it. I want one. Allison, what did you dream about last night? Allison.
I'm starting a game with Marissa. Marissa's Allison.
Oh, okay.
Now, see, I'm Joe. You get it?
Oh, I get it now.
Do you?
Cool. They are not in California. Everyone's in California. What do you think about it?
I don't know where I'm moving. I'm seriously going to do that plane thing. I'm going to go there and pay them and say, take me wherever you want to. I really don't care. I just want to get out of the country.
I'm having, like, really difficult... someone just directed something for me. Josie, you should move to Nashville so I can come over and take you four-wheeling. I want to go to Nashville more than the next guy. So I'm trying with that one. But I'm also, I wanted to tell you all, I'm sorry, but I also wanted to say that Kayla couldn't be here with us. She had to work. She had to work. So she's 20, you know, she has to work. So she's at work right now, so we cannot stop the show, you know. So can Josie stop tweeting long enough to go four-wheeling? I believe not, because I think I could have my phone on me. I tweet from my phone most of the time, Alan. Who knows? We all want to go to Nashville, have a little Nashville fest.
It'd be pretty cool. What if we all lived in Nashville?
Marissa says she's watching Marge. Who knows? She could be watching Marge during, like, work. Who knows?
Or she could be in her bed watching Marge, and she claims she's at work, but, you know.
Nah, I don't think she would do that. She is.
That would actually be kind of funny.
She's a good girl. She's got bills. Well, I don't know if she does. But, hey, she works. That's good. It's always good. Okay, so let's see.
I'm trying to get a job. I really can't get a job, though. I mean,
well, you're young. You don't need, like, you're really young. You don't really need the. I'm 14. I can't even get a job until I'm, how old is it now? 16? And then I'm legal to work?
Around me, McDonald's is hiring for 14. I really don't want to work at McDonald's, but that's pretty much the only place I can work. Because I need something, like, you know. And they won't let me work there because some stuff that my sister had to do. So I'm not going to get into that. It's a little, bleh. So.
Yeah,
that's. As far as I'm gonna go.
My way of working a long time ago was to make a little lemonade stand. Hey, you could try that, you know. What the heck?
People actually bought it for $1.05 a piece, a cup.
Yeah, and also shoveling snow is a good one that Alan brought up. Shoveling snow for your neighbors.
Last time I shoveled snow for one of my neighbors for money, I pulled a muscle. I was like 10.
Wonderful. Holly is looking for a job. Well, if you call in, we can give you some advice. Advice in a funny way.
Oh yeah, who wants some funny advice for a job? Just call in and, you know, ha ha ha.
Who knows? Offer a service, then we'll blow up our little. Yeah. Nothing destructive. Nothing destructive or that has to do with a brother blowing up.
Okay, so we were driving in Milwaukee. And then my friend says, oh, you should be a construction worker. I'm like, no, that's not going to work out for me. I'll probably like... Oh my god, sell me on Craigslist, okay. I'm reading Alan's messages in the chat room.
He's funny, he always makes me laugh. I'm trying not to, like, look at him too much, or else I'll totally get off track and forget what I'm saying, because I'm going to totally crack up. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be a good construction worker. I'm thinking either meteorology or law enforcement.
That's a good one. I know how much you want to do meteorology, but I think being a police officer has a lot of benefits. Like, you'd be helping people.
I don't really want to be a police officer. I just want to work in an office for, you know.
I mean, whatever you choose, benefit. You know what I mean? Anything you'll do, you'll be great at it. Don't worry. Alan, you tried selling your sister on eBay, and then they took the ad down and banned you. Are you serious?
Wow.
I know he totally is kidding. He better be. That is hilarious.
It's definitely imaginable.
It actually is. Like, it really is, actually.
Because,
if you were selling your sister on eBay, I'm pretty sure they would take your ad down.
I mean, right when I saw the post, I just saw it in my head, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, wow. Alan says it really did happen. Wow. Rissa wants to do that to her sister. Wonderful, Rissa. See, Alan, you're giving people ideas.
I don't think I want it either.
You're giving...
Technically, he's trying to give people ideas on how to get their souls banned from eBay.
Oh, man. Okay, Alan, that is, like, really creepy about that guy. let me see. Rissa, this is just, like, a guess, but I don't think she'd like that very much. I think she would, like, come back and hurt you. I'm just saying. I think that's how she'd feel.
Wow.
Sorry, but, you know.
Twitter, I tweeted because I guess I tweet a lot, so I'm on twitter.com. I can prove that I'm not lazy.
I can't do two things at once, so it'll be hard for me to go to Twitter and do this at the same time without losing my train of thought.
Hey, I'm in the switchboard, I'm in the chat room, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm on the phone.
Yeah, see, can't do that. Oh, although I am in the switchboard, I'm on the chat thingy. And I still have the Twitter thingy logged in, but I'm not using it. Because I can't do that, or else my brain hurts.
Marissa needs more of that person to feed her brain. I didn't know people actually fed brains out there.
Bruce is always thinking of clever things. Rissa. Oh, and Alan is also.
You know, who I really... would really like to meet is Patricia Arquette. So if anybody knows how to get her on our show, just, you know, give her a call.
Does anybody know her? If you know her, get her on the show.
Yeah, just,
but
we really
need to get... It's been a while since we had a guest. We need to get moving here. I think I can get Lynn Carey Saylor to call back in really quick. She's online.
And if anyone knows how to get, you know, Patricia on here, just say, Patricia, I know this kid named Alex. And yeah, that'll work. I'll take it from there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to try to get a little old friend of the comedy show with us. She has been a guest before, and I will try my magic to see if she'll be willing to make an appearance. All right. Okay, let's see what happens. Who knows?
Coming soon.
But Lynn Carey Saylor, I just want to say right now, she was, as I said, she's been on the show, and she is so, so nice. She's a singer. She is awesome. She is so cool. She really is. Lynn Carey Saylor, she is a, she has a Twitter, too. And if you... don't follow her, you definitely should. She is just awesome. Her username for Twitter is Lynn Carey Saylor, her name, but it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, and Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R. And she's a singer-songwriter, guitarist with CD out, and she also has worked with guitarist legend Brian May of Queen. So she is pretty awesome. She's a great singer. And I'm buying her CD soon. Woohoo! And if you do buy her CD on her site, it goes to charity for Haiti. So I wanted to do
I donated $20 to Haiti.
What?
I donated $20 to Haiti.
So did I. That is awesome. That is awesome. We last time that we were on, we gave a little plug for Haiti and told everybody if they could to donate just anything, any amount, doesn't even matter, to Haiti because, you know, they need it. So, so yeah. Exciting. Exciting.
And, you know, a simple text message, you know, you could donate.
$10. Yeah, so this is
the challenge.
It's really important, you know, so it's very important.
I went on this website to see pictures of Haiti, and it wasn't fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was interesting,
mm-hmm.
but it was sad.
Yeah. This whole, like, someone just tweeted about Haiti. I'm just going to tell you, you could join a better foundation and get to the heart of Haiti by donating at www.wcmchelpshaiti.org. And I'll write this link on the thing here. So, all right, it's in the chat room for everybody who still wants to donate, and you could also donate by text. Holly donated 50. Yay, Lynn Carey! Hey, Lynn! She's in the chat room. This is Lynn. Awesome, awesome. She is so great.
She is. Our last show
with
her was a lot of fun.
She is great because, I mean, she's just so great with, like, the people, like, her fans and everything. And it's just so awesome. So awesome to talk to her on Twitter. And I'm going to write down her Twitter for everyone to follow you. I know I said it before, but I will post it on here so you guys can all follow her. And it is Lynn Carey Sailor. Do, do, do. Yes. So I posted the link to her Twitter page if you guys want to follow her. And she's just so great. It's been forever since we had her as a guest. Lynn, you got to come back as a full guest again because we had so much fun. We had so much fun. But Kayla's not here with us. She had to work.
Where did she work at a skiing resort?
What?
Where
yeah,
did she work
ski at? Resort. I am doing great. And yeah, she works at a ski resort. She makes, as she calls them, Helgenburgers. Don't ask.
I think I understand where that part comes from.
Yeah, I mean, unless you watch CSI, you'll know who Marge Helgenberger is when you get to know Kayla, because she just loves this girl. We had so much fun with you, Lynn. It was awesome. We did.
And again, if you know anybody that, you know, is funny, just, you know, let them know.
Yeah. But so it was awesome because I just want to say really quick that it was awesome because Lynn was actually, like, you know, just as we started out, you know, we weren't really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
We really weren't, you know, good at interviewing yet. And so we tried. We really, really did try to interview and not be all nervous. And we tried to be professional. And so Lynn, she rode on a plane with Marge to England, too. Oh, my goodness. If you tell Kayla that,
I know.
She
That's what I was thinking.
Will have a heart attack. She will have a heart attack. She will. She is a huge fan of Marge Helgenberger.
I could imagine Kayla just saying, oh, my God, I actually know someone who actually met Marge in person.
Oh, yes. Kayla would not, like, contain herself if she was on the show right now. She'd be like, Lynn, you know Marge. She's so cute. But, yeah, that is so cool.
Isn't that Marg?
Marge or Marg? I think it's Marg or Marge or Marg.
It could be either one,
really. It could be either one, right? But she's really a beautiful person in person. Oh, goodness, I can just imagine. I've seen pictures of her. She's really beautiful in person. You know, she's probably drop-dead gorgeous. Tweet this to Kayla. You know what? We will tell her after work. I don't really want to
get her fired for screaming.
Yeah, I don't want her to have a heart attack while working, you know, so I'll tell her after. With a hard G sound. Okay. But yeah, that's really cool, Lynn. That is awesome. Kayla would just be totally blown away. She wants to meet that girl. I think she's going to, I think she's having a concert or something in England, I believe, Kayla told me, and Kayla wants to go so bad. I think she's going, so that is totally awesome.
Technology. Technology just doesn't work right. It doesn't. And, you know, if they're going to make technology, they should make it work correctly. So for science class, astronomy unit, I have to make this constellation thing. I have to make up a constellation. Do you have any ideas of what I should make, like a starfish or something? I should make a starfish. Shows you're not paying attention.
I'm sorry. I tried to do two things at once. How did you tell? Because I was going like this.
Yeah, I could tell because
I'm zoning off. I'm reading what everyone's saying. I should not be doing this. I should not be looking in the chat room and talking at the same time. I cannot do it.
She was trying to, like, taking callers.
Yeah, let's take some callers now. Any callers want to come on the line? Do-do-do. Any callers? Lynn Carey Sailor. That's not too obvious, is it?
He's back. Alan's back.
Oh, goodness, Alan. Don't scare Lynn away.
I said just kidding. So there's a 50-50 chance that he's right.
Oh, that is hilarious. This is not a hookup show there.
Right. This isn't like a hotline or something.
That is too funny.
You know, I'm enjoying the chat room right now. It's like watching a television show.
I know. I'm totally zoned out to the chat room right now. It is hilarious. You never know, Josie. She might like me really.
What? Oh my god.
Oh boy.
I really think Alan should call in right now and speak out his jokes that he's
That is too funny. I mean, really, Lynn Carey is so pretty, so you know. I wouldn't blame you, but you know, she's married now. Married. Okay, I hope we're not late.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, boy.
Ask Tally.
Oh, you have a Popeye voice?
Who has a Popeye voice? Oh, my. Oh, whoa.
Do the Popeye voice. Call in and do the Popeye voice. That'd be fun. That'd be hilarious. do it. Live entertainment.
So, did Alan just ask if Lynn is pretty and he's never seen her? Because, no, if he looks on the homepage of our website, she's right there.
She is really, really pretty. She's so cute. Yeah, go to her Twitter page. Add her to Twitter. Everyone, add her to Twitter. She posted the link.
This is interesting, though. Their conversations here, it's like they're in their own little world.
I know.
It's like we're watching the Lynn and Alan show.
Oh, it's hilarious. You know what? I actually think that Alan did a little something to our show. He put a little bit of pizzazz in here. Anytime I go to Twitter, there's 50 tweets from Josie. What can I say?
Oh, geez. And then he says, I'm the big tweeter here.
I'm the real Twitter addict. I must agree.
See, when you have a Twitter and then you have it on your phone, you have to tweet about every single thing that happens. I woke up this morning, my power was out. I tweeted right away. I'm like, my power's out.
I wake up and I tweet. I mean, I'd probably tweet when I'm asleep for all I know. You know, who knows what I do.
Oh, I remember, this is fun. Last night I tweeted, tech problems are over now, for good, I hope. And then the next thing you know, a couple hours in the morning, you know, the power's out.
Well, also you do your websites, too. You know what I mean?
No, you know what sucks is I need like more staff members for my website, because if my internet's out like it has been going out like a lot because it hates me and it's like my enemy right now. I really need someone to take over when I don't have my internet. I don't have anyone to do that yet, but I'm gonna try my best to like try to figure out how to. I don't know.
Well, bottom line is we really. I don't know. We're a computer. I mean, I am totally okay with calling myself this, but I am such a computer nerd. It's not even funny. I'm always on the computer for something. Technology is a big part of my life, but I don't do it, like, annoying, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm, like, out to dinner with someone, I'm not, like, doing that, you know what I mean? I pay attention, but still, I tweet, like, nonstop. So...
Ooh, it's like a Twitter fest in the chat room right now. Oh, follow me. Oh, here's my Twitter. Isn't it fun to share your Twitter page with other people and say, oh, follow me.
I hope we're not scaring Lynn away.
My little tweeps on Twitter Street.
Hope not. With all these follows, but... So... Awesome.
I can make a real website. Under $20 a month. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm posting a message to Alan right now. Which site?
But, yeah, Rissa, good. You're following, everyone's following her. Good. Good, good, good. You got to. I tell you. You got to. She's awesome.
Even though, you know, me and her haven't talked about Medium in a while, and that's kind of different. Because I don't talk about Medium with now, but that's okay, you know, she can.
Wait, hold on a second. What did Alan say? Alan, you are not that bad. I think I saw a picture of you kind of on the Bob show. So. Ooh, Lynn, we'll miss you.
What? What's going on?
We'll miss you, Lynn. She has to. She has a focus group she has to attend to. So, but yeah, follow her, Tracy. Awesome, and get your friends to follow her because she's just so cool. She's like a really great person. And
yeah. Why did she have to leave? I think we had her show at the wrong time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm zoned out. I'm reading the chat room. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But Holly, thank you. Thank you for the card. I'll check the mail for it. Have fun, Lynn. Woo!
Start logic. I don't understand. Like, if I had to leave Yola for a cheaper price, I'd be kind of depressed. For a website, you know?
I mean, Yola, if that's easier for you, then, you know, that's totally okay. I mean, you don't need to change. I think he was just giving you a little suggestion, but.
Wow.
No problem.
That is a reasonable price. I'll have to think about this one. Oh, my God. I should start debating.
Lynn's so honest.
Sorry if we're not talking. We're just reading the chat room right now because it is really...
Yeah, this is not good. We need to talk. We need some callers. Call in, guys. Call in.
Wait, what are you? What are these people here?
Thanks for stopping by, Lynn. That was awesome.
And I was like a surprise guest in the chat room.
This chat room is booming over here. This is great.
I know.
See, that's what advertising will do.
Yeah.
But so we need some callers now. Come on. Get this show on the road.
Sorry, guys. If we're not talking, you're listening to the playback or something when this is over. And just, if you were here for the chat room, you'd understand why we're not talking because we're just, you know.
I can't do two things at once, so that's kind of like a big problem for me. So I'm kind of trying to like talk and then type at the same time. Yeah, not working out so well.
I know.
Not working out so well.
We're gonna read the chat room. We're going to read the chart for like 20 seconds, and instead of a complete silence, we're going to have a distraction. Okay.
Yeah, there's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song. Cause there's a great big party going on.
Woo!
Sorry. Well, it gave me time to see by the limb.
Too funny. Actually, you know what? I love the same beat and everything, but you know what? I think it's time to do a little test here. Theme song. Okay, so let me see here. Wow, we have a lot of music here. What's this?
Ooh. The comedy show where everything goes will have a blast.
That scared me.
Many laughs with your host. Josie, Kaylin, Alex.
Boom.
I have to play something for I have to play something for Marissa real quick.
Harissa is very excited about that. Let's see what other kind of music I got up my sleeve here. because when I have my iPhone near me, you guys better back off. You guys better watch out here, because I'm coming for. I got tons of music on my iPhone. It's hilarious. I download so much music. It's kind of scary, actually. Okay, let's see here what we got. We know, Rissa. We know you love Medium. We know that. You and Alex.
Yes, me and Marissa are the Dubois, you know.
Oh, yes. And technically, you guys are married, I guess, in the thing.
Yeah, we're married on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, on Twitter. Not in real life, guys. Are you guys just tuning in? Not in real life, okay? All right. Making sure. But yeah, so any callers, anyone, no callers. Well, this isn't good. We need to get some...
I know, there's people in chat room. I think they're just scared.
We need to get some booties on the line here. I'm going to work my magic and see who can call in. You know what? I'm going to make you guys freak out right now. I'm going to get someone on... I'm going to try to get somebody so you guys will call in. Because I bet if we have someone on, I know you guys will call in. Okay.
I know. I mean, really. There's 5 minutes left of the show. I mean, you have to call in, you know. Get a laugh.
Wouldn't Josie and the Pussycats be fitting here? You know what? I'm going to play that. Kidding.
So, today I was walking out the door. I was carrying an egg for some reason. I took it out of the egg carton, and I'm just like, you know what? I just took it out. I don't know why. I was tired this morning. I didn't know what I was doing. I do crazy things every morning. I have soda for breakfast sometimes. Yet, I mean, my teeth are still perfect, but still, I do that. But I'm walking out the door with an egg. I trip on the stairs, and I land on my dog.
Oh! Poor little guy!
It didn't hurt him or anything, but...
Oh, good. Okay.
The egg had a little crack in it.
Oh.
The dog tried to eat it, and I said, no, don't eat it.
Glad you are okay, and that your dog is okay. That would be good. That wouldn't be cool. That'd be sad here.
It would be.
But, so, let's see what we got here. Sorry.
I think Alex can call in. Otherwise, he's going to wake up somewhere else tomorrow.
Oh, Tracy asks, when does the bee start?
8 o'clock p.m. Central.
Yes.
EMT.
9:08 Central. 9:08 Central on CMT.
CMT, hosted by Melissa Peterman.
Hosted by Melissa Peterman. With drummer. With
Scotty
drummer
Cormos.
Scotty Cormos. With music director Steve Dorff. With singers Paul McNeil. I know all of them. I'm sorry. I know all of it. I'm sorry. I do my research. What can I say? But I did want to say that the new singer, Paula McNeil, she is really good, the new singer. She's so cute. She's awesome. She has a Facebook, too, if you guys want to talk to her.
So. I know, you should be a singer on there, too.
I know. I want to be so bad. That'd be hilarious if I was. That would be awesome.
And entertaining.
But... I do get to see Mel in Nashville. I wish there was an age limit, though, for you.
What?
I know. I was supposed to go to Nashville to see Melissa, but then I found out there was an age limit. I had a ticket and everything, but there will be other opportunities, so I'm not worried. I am totally cool with that. There is other times I can go. And who knows? She could be going to, like, Illinois. I mean, even Wisconsin or India. But they're by us, you know, so... I'll be able to go. I was gonna drive all the way to Nashville. I didn't care. I wanted to see her. Yeah, definitely, Holly. And next time, I promise you, next time when I go, I want to meet you in person, Holly. I want to meet all you guys in person.
All the Twitterers, all our Twitter friends.
All our Twitter friends.
And Facebook friends, those who don't have Twitter because, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Twitter pages.
Yeah, you guys all have to just, you know, go wherever Melissa's going and we'll meet each other there. But, oh, Melissa's online.
Yes, she is. I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
I just a couple seconds ago, I dropped a little hint to her.
Oh, yes. I wonder if,
I wonder if there's a way that I can, oh geez, my mind just went blank. Is there, I'm reading the chat room right now, I missed a lot of messages. Hey, Josie?
Yes?
I was just wondering if you're still there, you're kind of quiet.
Oh yeah, sorry, I was typing something on Twitter. I apologize. on Twitter, Melissa wanted to remind everyone that the new Singing Bee episode is at 8 p.m. Central, so come on now on CMT. We said that already, so you got to do it. You got to do it.
And you have to.
You have to. Like, how can you not? I mean, how can you not watch it, really? That's kind of like saying no to, like, an awesome party. I mean, really. That's cruel, actually. That's really cruel. That is torture. But
Josie, put the Twitter down, back away slowly. Oh, my God. Alan just said that. He's like, Josie, put the Twitter down, back away slowly. It's like you're holding a gun or something.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm backing away slowly. I'm backing away. Okay. I backed away.
You backed away from Twitter. Does that mean you backed away from your computer?
No, I just shut off the Twitter. Because I have it on my computer. I have it set up that it just pops up. I stopped it.
Have you guys heard the Twitter song?
What?
Have you guys heard the Twitter song?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you guys have to hear it. I'm posting a link to YouTube right now, and you have to watch it. No. Okay. Hold on a second.
You know what, actually, guys? Since we don't have a caller, how about we change the time to 7 o'clock, not 7:30, because I don't know what we're going to be saying, like what we're going to be talking about for that whole time.
I think right now, as I post this, people should watch it. Okay, the Twitter song is being posted in the chat room right now. Click on the link and watch it. It's so interesting.
It is.
Have you watched it before?
No. It sounds interesting. Hey, maybe I can play it on my phone for you guys.
It's Justine. Justine, the YouTuber.
Oh.
She made the Twitter song thing.
Let me see if I can pop it up here on my phone. Let me see here. Okay. My mom's on the phone, so I hope you guys don't hear her. But I'm going to try to get it on. Oh, my goodness. I'm having difficulties here. I'm trying to...
I hate difficulties.
Technical difficulties, everybody.
You... I'm reading the chat room.
What?
I'm just reading some stuff in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anyone's watching it.
Here, I'll put it on this, so you guys will be able to hear it.
Oh, cool. That's...
Yeah, so it's called the Twitter song, right?
No, just type in Twitter song and then
see what comes up.
Jinx, you owe me a car.
All right. And are you guys talking about comp? Josie. Okay. Are you guys talking about that movie Complicated? Because I saw Steve Martin and Meryl Streep in the names in the chat room, so I'm kind of guessing. It's not a big leap, but. I'm just guessing. Okay. The Twitter song. Okay, here I have it. Hey, look at that. Okay. You guys ready? All right. I'll try to play it for you guys. And I'm pretty sure you guys will be able to hear it because it's probably loud on my phone. All right, guys, ready?
Ready.
All right. Okay, my phone isn't, though. Okay, here we go. Did you guys all hear it, or was it too low, or?
Did you, wait, was that the end of it?
Yes, that was the end.
Oh.
Was it good? You guys like it?
Yeah, I need to hear your, like, input on this, because that video and that song is really, really
that good. Was really good. That was really
I like
good.
I like her dance to that song. It's hilarious.
Watch it again so I could see the movements and stuff because I was just holding up to my phone. I didn't get to see the video. I was just listening to it. But
there's really interesting videos by her on there, too. Like, she's trying to cancel a service or... there's a lot of funny videos, and your stomach will hurt when you get off the computer. Just control yourself.
But, yeah, she is really, really funny. I believe I follow her on Twitter, iJustine.
By the way, I just want to say to Alan that little link he gave me is
uh-huh.
pretty funny, actually.
Uh-oh, what was it?
it's a link to this video. I can't really post it on the chat room because it's a little...
It was inappropriate, wasn't it?
It's inappropriate, but not really it's not like in a, not in any sexual ways, but in language ways.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Josie, when I can post that one. Sorry, Alan.
Yeah. Josie, after the show, I'll probably forward it on to you.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. This video is hilarious. You have to watch it. Oh, my God. I'm going to get a cockroach out of that all weekend.
Oh, man. I got to see it. You better forward it to me.
I will. I'll post it to you after.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla's tweeting.
Woo! That's hilarious.
I hear talking. Listen and chat. Hey, guys, do you know how to do math with colors?
What? What'd you say?
Math with colors.
No.
Blue plus green equals, no, wait, blue plus yellow equals green.
I don't know. I don't know, really.
It's
I don't.
Art thing. Don't do the watch and I'll get 50.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. I am confused right now.
And by the way, I just have to say this to Holly real quick. Justine is really funny in her Apple store. Justine, she's obsessed with the Apple store, and she's always in there making dances.
Wait a minute. We've already corrupted Josie. She can handle it. Yeah, I agree. You did. What can I say? You did. You did. What can I say?
So, Josie?
Yes?
Are we going until 7 then?
That sounds pretty good, because I do not, and plus my mom is like ordering food right now that I really want to get to. Yeah. Sorry. I'm starving. I didn't really eat a lot today. Actually, I really didn't eat anything today.
Frankly, I don't eat much. I'm not really a food person.
You're not a food person.
No, I'm not. No, I am not going anorexic or anything. I don't eat much. I mean, I have an apple. On a normal basis. Sometimes I have soda for breakfast. Yes, I do, like, maybe once or twice a year. But otherwise, I have cereal, and for lunch, I have an apple or something.
Hmm.
And for dinner, I just have whatever someone cooks.
I like apples, so, like, I can't blame you. But
yeah, but the thing is, I can't eat red apples, though, because I don't like them. So
what kind of apples do you like? Do you like, what kind?
The green ones.
Green ones?
Green.
I like red, but I only like them when they're, like, really hard. They're not squishy. I hate when they're squishy.
I can only eat
them with the skin peeled off. I'm weird.
The skin peeled off.
I don't like the skin. I'm just going to totally just throw this out there, but I hate the skin. Hate it with a passion. Gross.
A passion. Passion. That's,
with
that's,
a passion. So
that's
now
a
you
pretty,
know how much I hate it. With
that's
a passion.
A advanced hate there. Passion.
Passion.
So if any of you are a fan of
chat room.
Peterman, if any of you are a fan of Melissa Peterman and you want to go see her live and a performance or something, you should maybe go to melissapeterman.com. I'm actually going to post a link on this chat room so you can take a look at how many tour dates she has coming up. There's a lot. There's like, I haven't really counted how much there are, but there's a lot.
Yes. And also that, Just to let you guys know that is also Alex's site.
I am the administrator of melissa-peterman.com.
Yeah.
Melissa Peterman looked at that once. I don't know if she looks at it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I haven't talked to her in a while either. It's been a while. me and her. She's a very busy bee out there, so. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. No, Alan. No hooking up.
Yeah, I'm taken. I'm taken already.
Yeah.
To you guys. I'm taken.
Alan is crazy.
In a good way.
In a good way, obviously, of course. We like Alan and all of his funniness. And craziness, I must say. He is pretty crazy. But in a good way.
Yep,
all good.
Yep,
it's all good.
Oh, he's going to fix that. Oh, really? Well, that'll be an episode to see.
I'll fix that. All right, Alan, if you think you can do it, try. All right.
It will happen. Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, I really want to see that movie. It sounds like a good one. It sounds like a really good one. And the slogan even sounds good. I'm a hook up Alex and Josie, you'll see. That's a good slogan.
Oh, boy. What have we gotten ourselves into?
That quote that he just posted, Josie, he's only dating her to make you jealous. I like that quote. That quote from that movie, I saw that in the previews. It cracked me up.
Oh, man. I tell you.
You know what? I think Alan should probably, give me a new computer. Instead of, you know.
Oh, my thing just logged out of the, oh, it looks like we have a caller.
We do, do we?
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right. Okay.
Bob will be the maid of honor. Are you reading the... did you leave the room?
What do you mean? I'm trying to get back in. Hold on. My computer's being a butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need a new computer.
Me too. I need a new computer, too. So, you know, if anyone has an extra computer out there that actually works. Literally works.
Oh, here it is. Bob will be the... What?
Right. Sure, playing the computer.
Alan, you're so bad. You're so bad.
Why doesn't, you know...
I do blame the computer a lot. I'm not even going to lie. But I do have a sucky computer, actually.
Birds.
Do-do-do. It's probably Amanda. She said she was calling in. Oh.
Yeah, we're having problems with the switchboard right now, though. I can't... Are you having problems with it? Because I can't really...
I'm trying to, like... Wait, hold on one second. I'm, like, clicking the button, but it won't let me click it. Like, I'm pressing it, but it won't let me get into it.
I know, same here.
Okay, we're having technical difficulties here, like, working kind of like the callers. Wait, hold on, let me see if the music works.
The Comedy Show.
Okay, that works. I don't know why the caller thing doesn't work. We'll try to figure it out, and when we do, we'll try to get, if it is Amanda, we'll try to get her on the line. So.
But there's 2 minutes left today.
Oh, yes, there's 2 minutes left today. So next time. Just right now, we're having some issues. Okay, let's see. Alan thinks MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter should merge and form MySpace. You know what? A wise man once said that when MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter get merged together, it'll form MyTwitface. Okay. Wonderful.
Wow.
That is fabulous. Technical difficulties. My mom's over here saying, yeah, that is, like, actually really funny.
Aren't we all surprised that
our laughed, and she's like, Alan's hilarious. Technical difficulties. Yeah, Holly, we're having a lot. You are too, aren't you? Sheesh. Technical difficulties. Think to the maximum decree. Degree. I said decree. I meant degree. Oh, goodness.
Degree.
Okay, I'm going to try this caller thing one more time. Oh, wait, the caller left. Oh, okay. Well, we have a few minutes left here.
Yeah,
so,
we do. Actually, we don't have a few minutes left. We have 1 minute.
Oh, we have 1 minute remaining. All right.
I have some really cool music that we can add to the time. I just heard it.
Okay.
If your knees were behind your legs, what would a chair look like? That's a very good question there.
If
look on ask.com.
Wow. That's a very good question, actually, Alan.
I know. He should ask that on ask.com or something.
I wonder what it would say. It'd probably say, if you want to know this, you need more help than ask.com.
It'll probably look like some optical illusion.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
That'd be odd. Yeah.
It
probably.
Would be.
Actually, I didn't think about it.
If you think about how a chair would look that way, it would look pretty odd.
That would be. Okay,
oh
guys,
God,
I'm going to try to attempt to go back on Twitter and try not to lose my focus. All right, let's see how this works for me.
There's 10 seconds. 7 seconds, actually.
Oh, wow, okay. Wow,
I'll
all right.
See you guys later.
Yeah, see you guys later. Bye.